And now it's time for our daily Bloomberg Law Brief, exploring legal issues in the news. Today, Bloomberg Law host June Grasso discusses fraud charges against four former Barclays executives over the bank's 2008 capital raising from Qatar. She speaks to Robert Hockett, a professor at Cornell University Law School.
Bob, the UK's Serious Fraud Office said the charges related to the two fundraisings the bank embarked on in June and October of 2008. Tell us more about this.
So this is a really fascinating case, even kind of morbidly so. So the SFO, or the Serious Fraud Office, is being fairly quiet about what the precise nature of the charges are and what the precise predicate offenses are. But it appears that the SFO is in effect validating a set of rumors that have been going around for quite some time, really ever since 2008. And the rumors are to the effect that what Barclays did was that in order to raise up its capital levels, it actually extended loans to certain people in Qatar who then used the loan proceeds to purchase equity stakes in Barclays. So it's a kind of bootstrapping form of capital raising, you might say. And maybe needless to say, that sort of circumvents the very purpose of capital raising in the first place. And in consequence, it's, of course, illegal. It amounts to something fraudulent. Now, again, we don't know for certain that that actually happened, but it's been rumored for a long time. And what the SFO has told us so far sort of suggests that they have found substance in those particular rumors.
The SFO has an uneven record on securing convictions against bankers. Will this be a sort of a test case for it?
It might end up being a test case, and it's also looking a bit like it might be a kind of test case in another way. And that is, as you guys might know, Theresa May, the Prime Minister in Britain, has been talking for some time of sort of folding the SFO into some other agency, essentially eliminating it as a distinct entity. And it's possible that SFO's announcing these charges now could be viewed as a way of sort of showing the world that they actually are quite relevant and that it wouldn't be a great idea for May to fold them into some other agency.
And that is Robert Hockett, a professor at Cornell University Law School, speaking to Bloomberg Law host June Grasso. You can listen to Bloomberg Law weekdays at 1 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio.
And now among the top legal stories from Bloomberg Law. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has hired a longtime friend to be his personal attorney in the midst of expanding investigations into Russian meddling in last year's election. Charles Cooper is chairman of the Washington firm Cooper and Kirk. He says he began representing Sessions a few days before the attorney general testified last week in front of the Senate Intelligence Committee.
A federal judge is demanding to know about the Justice Department investigation of an FBI agent implicated in an insider trading probe. Special Agent David Chavez is being investigated for leaks of grand jury information. The leaks came in the case of Las Vegas gambler Billy Walters, who was convicted of making $43 million from an insider scheme.
And that's this morning's Bloomberg Law Brief. You can find more legal news at BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com. Attorneys will find exceptional legal research and business development tools there as well. Visit BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com for more information.